We also have Maria Hinojosa. She was a witness. The award-winning journalist reported and listened over and over again to the families of victims of the 9/11 attacks. Now she hosts NPR's Latino USA and is also a senior correspondent on the PBS show Now. She's a New York native and resident, and she suffered from post-traumatic stress from witnessing what she did and working the way she did. Maria, it's so great to have you on.
Hey, Farai.
So you are one tough cookie. You've reported on gangs. You've reported on so many different aspects of what it is that makes us troublesome as humans. What was it about reporting on this that was different for you?
Everything. It's interesting because this morning as I was walking my kids to school, and they're bigger now. Now they're 10 and 12, but they were little. Raul was 6. Jurema was 3. And, they don't have the relationship to 9/11 that I do. And I know that they know. And they were almost like, oh, Mom, are you going to tell us again about this day? And I said, here's the thing that you need to know. It was a day that changed everything, everything in the world. And for me, as a reporter, it changed everything about me. And I think it had a lot to do with the fact that, sure, I had been to war zones. I had seen really, like you, Farai, we've seen, as reporters, you see a lot of things that are really ugly. But this was the city that I lived in. This was, 125, 150 blocks from my home. This was what I knew were a lot of innocent people. And yet, it was also the beginning of a lot of loss of death, not only here in New York City and that impacted around the world, but then deaths around the world. And that's what I said to my kids. There are hundreds of thousands of innocent people who have died as a result of September 11th.
Some people have said that these attacks and the aftermath and the wars have made them less likely to even want to have children or raise children in this world. Obviously, you already had your kids, but how do you feel about something like that?
Wow. No. We can't. That's exactly what we shouldn't do. It's hard. Look, it's very difficult for Rye when I have to look and say, why am I having to raise my kids in a time of war in America? Back then, Farai, I used to sit in bed with my kids at night and think that there could be another explosion. I mean, when you have post-traumatic shock, things are not exactly all right. So I would sit there and I would say, oh my God, what if something falls on us? And then you're thinking about, my God, I'm a mom and I'm raising my kids, thinking this in the United States of America. What is this? With the distance of 7 years, I think my greatest responsibility is to raise good, engaged American children who are citizens of the world. And I think that's an important lesson that I learned from September 11th. But it took me a while to get there, that's for sure.
How do you think it's changed you as a broadcast journalist who does television and radio and reaches a lot of people?
Oh, my God. The ways in which it's changed me, Farai, are just too many. I mean, I think one thing that happened is that, I'm a reporter who understands clearly my ethical boundaries, what it is to be fair. But I'm also a reporter who understands that the sense of humanity that you convey to people who are spending time with you and sharing their lives with you is important. So I'm somebody who likes to touch people, literally. And it's always, I always think about it. Well, let me tell you, after September 11th, when I was with my CNN crews, and these are the tough guys who have been around the block, we would all be crying together in an interview. All of us, my producer, my shooter, my sound tech, myself, the entire family. That doesn't happen all the time when you're working as a journalist, and it did then. And so a lot of boundaries about who we are as people, at that time, who we were as New Yorkers, and how we were engaged not as journalist and subject, but rather as journalist and subject and then human beings. So that, that has always become now more of a part of me as a reporter. And I think that, it's hard to pinpoint one thing for IMM. I give thanks every day. So even when I'm having a rough time or whatever as a journalist and I'm looking at really complicated things, as now on PBS, I do basically all investigative reporting. on, you know, big issues that, for example, involve Sarah Palin. When I was there interviewing the governor, when she was governor and when she is governor, we were doing a big story about corruption there. So I'm always involved in these stories, but this was like no other. I mean, I will not be the same reporter. I have not been the same reporter, and that's okay. Now it's okay. Back then it was a little, still it was hard to kind of accept. I'm okay with it.
Well, Maria, I know a lot of people who have walked the road of being survivors of 9/11 appreciate what you had to say. Thank you.
Oh, Farai, my pleasure.
That was Maria Hinojosa, managing editor and host of NPR's Latino USA. She's also a senior correspondent for the PBS program Now.